जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे हरे। सो व्हाई कृष्णा वैंक्विशेस द डीमंस, व्हाई ही अपीयर्स हियर। सो let's first see the nature and function and purpose of this material world. The material world created originally with the idea that the rebellious and competing living entities, they will be reformed. And even we go beginning wise, in the beginning Krishna created spiritual world with the idea that let me expand into different living entities so that the rasa, mellow of enjoying can increase. Just like father and mother, they produce children, the idea is that they will enjoy children and the children will enjoy mother and father. Father and mother, they can enjoy, but not like when they have a children. The idea is to increase the enjoyment. So this was the original idea of creation, that Krishna will be increasing enjoyment, and so as whoever Krishna created, they will also enjoy. So just like children expected that they will behave nicely and that they will give pleasure to their parents. But we have seen that original idea of everybody enjoying is not taken up by children and they go off tangent. Krishna cannot control and curb down desiring and independence prerogative or their right. He cannot take that away from living entity. And that's why living entity, they go off track against Krishna, saying, why you are the only enjoyer? We are also enjoyer like you. And they become competitor of God, Krishna. So in kingdom, there is only one king. And if somebody else claims that he is also the king, enjoyer or owner, then naturally king has to put that person into jail or fight him out or throw him out of his kingdom. And out of all this, the easiest thing to do is put him into jail. King does not want his subject to suffer, but if subject are acting opposite to the king, then king is forced to create a jail and put those culprit into jail. So some living entity, they became competitor of God, they became envious of God, and they wanted to enjoy at equal level with God. So this became a big problem. So then he said, okay, let me create material world, which is like a jail. So then he expands himself, Balaram and Sankarshan and Second Sankarshan, and then three Purusha Uttar, Vishnu Uttar, Karano Daksha Ikshi, Garbo Daksha Ikshi, Rudaksha Vishnu. So this Purusha incarnation of Krishna are meant to create, maintain, annihilate this material world. So the process of creation, I'm not going into detail, but this material world is a jail where rebellious competitor living entity put into to reform. Now what is that reformation? That I am living entity and I'm part and parcel subject of Krishna, and that's why I meant to serve him, and in that service I will enjoy and he will enjoy. Service doesn't mean suffering. Service is blissful. Just like mother is serving child, feeding child, changing diapers or bathing child, mother enjoys that service to child. So service is not condemnation. Service is bliss. So this is reformation. This is correction. Correction center. Material world means correction center. Reformation center. Just like in this jail, by beating up or by putting him into severe work or putting him into solitary confinement, the culprit. So then slowly and gradually that jailee or one who is in the jail, they get corrected and come to their senses that I should not steal or I should not rob or I should not kill or I should not cheat or so and so forth, and obey the laws of king. That is a correction by force, by torturing living entity. So in the jail there are many measures by which superintendent of the jail can see that this person, that person has now got reformed and he is behaving properly and he can be relieved and go back out of the door of the jail and enjoy again. So by the mercy of superintendent of the jail, the culprits, after reforming, they can be relieved from the jail. So same way, there are many things Krishna had put in this material world, like a superintendent of jail. By their mercy, we can be relieved from this material world. So one is Krishna's devotees, and second is holy name of Krishna. These two are the most important receptacles. By their mercy, we can get out of this jail, material world. So Krishna had put or sent his devotees, his holy name, and many others, I can say, list, Bhagavatam, and his holy dham, and his deity, Archavigraha, incarnation of Krishna, Lord Jagannath, or Dwarkadish, or so many. If you in the jail come in contact with these things, so these are merciful receptacles. By their mercy, living entity can get reformed and go back to home, back to Godhead. So this is a infrastructure that Krishna has created for jail. So what demon does is, demons, they disturb this Krishna's plan of reclaiming his subject out of suffering. He wants to see as a father that the living entity in material world are suffering. So he has arranged this. Sadhus, Guru, and deity, and Bhagavatam, and especially holy name. So when demons disturb this, then Krishna has to do something. Definition of demons is Vishnu Bhakta Bhavadeva Asuriya Saviparjaya. Those who are devotee of the Lord Vishnu Krishna are called devotees. They are demigods, and opposite to that are called demons, meaning those who are not devotee of Krishna, who are disturbing Krishna's plan. They are called demons. So why Krishna vanquishes demons? Because demons are harassing devotees, harassing or disturbing his plan to reclaim the living entity from material world. So they are going against Krishna's plan and devotees' plan. And that's why Krishna gets rid of them. Krishna, being father of mankind especially and all living entity, he is very compassionate towards conditioned, suffering living entity in material world. So he has his plan to claim them back to him, back to Godhead. So demons, they disturb Krishna's plan to reclaim his subject or his beloved living entity. Demons, they disturb this, and that's why Krishna has to put an end to the demons. What are demons? They are competitor of Krishna. They think, I am Ishwar, I am the God, and Ishwaram am Bhogi, I am the enjoyer of everything. Siddhoham, I am the most perfect. Siddhoham Balavan Sukhi, I am the most strong, so I am most happiest, and I am God. And they become Krishna's competitor and disturb Krishna's plan. So Krishna has to do something about these demons because they are rebellious and they are enemies of Krishna almost. Just like cub and bear mother, mother bear, if you come in between, then bear mother will kill you. Oh. Because the cub bears child on one side and you are in between and she thinks you are disturbing her protection to her child and stuff. So the same thing, devotees and Krishna and demons, they come in between and they disturb. So Krishna has to do something. And Krishna, why he appears in material world? He appears only for one reason. Other reasons are very, very subsidiary and minor reason. So main reason he comes to material world is to give pleasure to his devotees, such as Mother Devaki, Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj, Jasoda, and so many other devotees. This is his main purpose. He can kill demons by being there, just send one incarnation of his, unlimited incarnation, Parshuram, he can come and kill demons so many times in a no time. And Dharmasya, to establish religious principle, he can send Srila Prabhupada kind of devotees, and he can establish, he can empower any one of his devotees, and they can establish Jesus Christ. So any other reason he comes is not a main reason. The main reason is that his devotee gets harassed by demon, and Krishna definitely does not like that. He is bhaktavatsav. So Kunti is praying that some say this, some say that, meaning some say you appeared in the Saswat family of Yadu family for giving them pleasure, or some say, so many reasons Kunti is giving, that Vasudev Devaki, they prayed for you to be their son, that's why you appeared. Or some say that you come to establish religious principles. So many reasons. She says, some say that you want to teach your devotion to general populace, and that's why you come. So like that, so many reasons people are saying, but then Kunti says your main reason is that you want to give pleasure to your devotees. And that's a very most important reason. There is one story, I may have said it here, Prabhupada says about Akbar. Akbar being Muslim king, he says to Birbal, who is Hindu, devotee of Krishna, he is telling his minister Birbal that, see our God, he comes and takes birth and he runs around, and our Allah doesn't do that kind of thing. So Birbal say, okay, I'll explain that in 3-4 days time. So Birbal, he manufactured one beautiful statue of Akbar's newly born 6-month-old son, and he put the same garments his son used to wear or was wearing, he put on the statue, and it looked like exact replica of his 6-month-old baby. So he told the maid servant who was taking care of the baby that, please bring this baby, statue baby, when we walk along the river Jamuna on the castle, there is a wall, there is a walkway along the Jamuna. So they were walking like this, and the maid servant brought that baby statue, and Akbar glanced at it. Oh, this is my son. Why is he bringing? What is what? Meanwhile, Birbal just went a little further, take that baby and threw it into Jamuna. Birbal said, "See, I was walking with you. I am your servant. These servants are walking with you, bodyguards. Why didn't you order them to jump into the river and you jump yourself? Why did you jump in?" He said, "Oh, my baby, my baby, my baby." So then see why our God, He comes for His devotees. Personally He has to come, and personally He has to give them pleasure. Personally He has to interact with them. If you're a soldier or anybody else, you personally try to interact with your baby's problem. So Krishna can send all His incarnations to do all other tasks, but He cannot send His incarnation or anybody else, except He Himself has to come and become baby of Mother Jasoda, Nand Maharaj, Devaki, Vasudev, and Dasarath Maharaj, Kaushalya. He has to personally come. And how he came into mind of Vasudev, then get transferred into heart of Devaki, and then he went into the womb of Devaki, so that she can feel pleasure that Krishna is within, Krishna is my baby, like that. So this is the main reason, not to go into detail of how he, but this is the main reason He comes to give pleasure to His devotees. So, thank you. So let's go to the next one. How to come to the mode of goodness? Of course, mode of goodness is material quality, not spiritual quality. But it is a stepping stone to go into mode of pure goodness. Unless you come to the mode of goodness, you cannot enter into transcendence of pure goodness. So how to come to mode of goodness is by performing dharma, religiosity, and by practicing different rules and regulations. So different rules and regulations mainly are no illicit sex, gambling, meat eating and intoxication. And then there are many other rules. One should take bath in the morning, and if possible during the day, and one should chant Gayatri mantras, one should give charity, one should eat a certain kind of mode of goodness food, one should observe dharma called Varnasram dharma, one should perform yajna, sraddh, and so many rules and regulations, worshipping demigods in mode of goodness, those who are in mode of goodness, and following karma kand to certain extent. So many rules like that, it can put us or bring us to the mode of goodness. Especially food, the food that is in mode of goodness, we should only accept that kind of food. So goodness is the quality of Brahmana. We have to perform Brahmanical duties and life. We have to lead Brahmanical life. And when we can transcend these three modes of material nature, including mode of goodness, then that position is called Vaishnava. Tante antagatam papam jananam punya karmano te dvanda moha vinirmukta bhajate maam dradavrata. Meaning, those who have come to the mode of goodness, they can start my pure transcendental devotional service. Their sinful activities are ceased. Yo maam cha vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samayitetan Brahma Guyaya Kalpate. Those who transcend three modes of material nature, including mode of goodness, after that they perform the transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna, they can transcend the Maya and become firmly fixed on transcendence. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalvate. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kankshati Sama Sarvesha Bhuteshu Madha Bhakti Labhate Param. The Brahman realized person who is in mood of goodness, that person can perform my pure transcendental loving devotional service called bhakti. So how to come to mode of goodness? First, eating habits, only prasad or food which is in mode of goodness, charity, performing religious duties of every kind, and performing yajna, speaking truth and not stealing, and being humble. All these qualities will bring us to the mode of goodness. Cleanliness, samo, damo, controlling senses, controlling mind, samo, damo, tapa, austerity, performing austerity, ucham, cleanliness, arjavam, worshipping, jnana vijnanam, by cultivating knowledge and practicing that knowledge, one can come on the mode of goodness. Simple is keep chanting Hare Krishna. But then that will bring you out of mode of goodness. It will bring you first to mode of goodness, then chanting will make you enter into transcendence, into love of Krishna and in transcendental realm, beyond mode of goodness, pure goodness. Okay, next one, third one is how to improve quality of chanting. So, first of all, two things I always say. And after those two things, another two things I always say. Then we can say two, three other things. So this can fix you in a pure chanting. So first two are, you have to become serious and you have to become sincere. So serious means I want to. Nobody is going to budge me or I'm fixed and serious. And just like you are very serious for attaining degree or accomplishing marriage, or very firm, I want this, and then you go for it. So you have to become very serious about chanting and concentrating and meditating and Krishna in mind, being concentrated on holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram Ram. Concentrate on holy name. Serious, very serious. And then become sincere. Sincere means I must get up this hour, 4:35 I must get up. I should cleanse myself, take bath, sit down, nice temple room at home or in Landava, nice place and very pure place and nice cushion, maybe darba or charma, mruga charma, and nice firm cushion. Sincere. You have to become sincere. Like I am sincere about job. So I go right on time, come right out, timely breaks and working hard. So these are the first two. Then second two are service and surrender. Service means serving devotees and serving deity. Serving means serving Krishna and his Tvadiya. Not only Krishna or not only Tvadiya. Both. Tvadiya means four things. Tulsi, Mathura, Parsan Bhagavat, Book Bhagavat. So this is called service. Serving these five. Krishna, Tulsi Devi and Mathura Dham. Temples are my Dham, Prabhupada said. Serving in the temple, when you come here, you have to come with the mentality or consciousness rather that I am going there to serve temple, devotee and deity. This is why I am going there. So, service and surrender. We should surrender ourselves to holy name. We should surrender ourselves to Guru. We should surrender ourselves to deity. We should surrender ourselves to devotees. We should surrender ourselves to Tulsi Devi. Right. We should surrender ourselves to Bhagavatam. So service and surrender. And that's what Tadviti Pranipat, surrender, Paripurusha, Sevaya, service. Surrender and service. You have to surrender to the holy name that I am yours and please let me serve you by mouth and tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Sevan Mukhe Jivado, Swayameva Spuratyada, Atta Sri Krishna Namadi, Na Bhavet Brahmendriya. But first four thing is very important. We should be very serious, we should be very sincere, we should be very surrender, and then service. So these four things if we do, then chanting will become so blissful. Like Rupa Goswami is asking hundreds and millions of times to chant this holy name, and hundreds and millions of years to hear that holy name. And when the holy name goes to the courtyard of heart, the heart is dancing in ecstasy. So now we can go into other aspect of improving the quality of chanting. One is the place where you're chanting. The influence and purity of that place influences your mind, intelligence, consciousness, and your awareness. And that's why if you chant in the temple room, it is 10 times better than chanting somewhere else. And chanting in Vrindavan is even 100 times better than chanting in the temple. Because the holy dham has influence on our consciousness.
Yes.
If you chant holy name in marketplaces where there is a mode of ignorance and passion, the influence of that place will be there on your mind and consciousness.
Okay.
If you chant in a brothel, liquor shop, pub or slaughterhouse, you can chant there. A toilet, you can chant there. But the influence on your conscience, unless you are Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, is a different thing, but it will influence your consciousness and your concentration and mind and everything. So, place is important. Time. From Brahmartha 4:30 in the morning till 7:30 is called Brahma Mahurat. And if you chant in this time, then the quality and concentration and everything will be very nice. As time increases, the chanting quality will decrease. And if you want to increase the quality of chanting, then the most important thing Lord Chaitanya said is Trunadapi Sunichena Tarareva Sahisnuna Amanina Man Dena, and then Kirtaniya Sadahari. So these four things will increase the quality of our chanting to the topmost level that can be there. This is the mood we have to set up for chanting. That is Trunadapi. We have to think ourselves lower than a straw in a street and more insignificant than worm in a stoop, and very tolerant, more tolerant than a tree. If you cut a tree, branches, this, that, still that tree will give you fruits, flowers, leaves. That much tolerant we should be. And amanina manadena, meaning giving always respect to others, including insignificant living entities, and never expect any tinge of respect for yourself. Under such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name. That is called quality chanting. And you will derive unlimited bliss from this quality chanting. You will feel that ecstasy. It is not just lips service, or it's not just saying for heck of it. Many devotees and acharyas have experienced this. And Lord Chaitanya is topmost acharya. He has experienced this bliss when he chanted under this mood. So, not to take up much of your time. Thank you very much.